We begin Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Shabbos with Siman Reish Mem Beis. The Shulchan Aruch, before telling us about the halachos of Shabbos itself, tells us a little bit about the halachos of Erev Shabbos, how one is supposed to prepare for Shabbos. And Shulchan Aruch begins in Sif Aleph. Afilu mi shetzarich la'acherim, even someone who relies on other people financially, im yesh lo ma'at mishalo, tzarich lazariz atzmo l'chaved es haShabbos. If he has a little bit of his own money, he has to push himself in order to honor the Shabbos, to mekayim this mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. V'lo amara, say Shabbos chachol v'al tetzarich labrios, ela l'mi she'asha d'chuka lo b'yoser. When the Gemara says that it is better for someone to make Shabbos like the weekday, so as not to rely on other people financially, that is only referring to someone who is in a very, very tough financial situation. So the Mishnah Berurah attempts to explain what exactly the Shulchan Aruch is referring to. Before doing so, the Mishnah Berurah tells us a little bit about this mitzvah of Kavod and Oneg Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah begins by telling us that this mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos is found in the Neviim, as the Pasuk says, V'karasa l'Shabbos Oneg. And yet there are some who say that it is really rooted in the Torah, as it is included in the mitzvah of Mikrai Kodesh, as the Pasuk says, V'yom ha'shvi Shabbos Shabbason Mikra Kodesh. It describes Shabbos as Mikra Kodesh, and Chazal explained Mikra Kodesh means the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is to wear nice clothes, and the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos is to eat good food and drink. So we see this mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos is already rooted in the Torah, according to some. One who performs this mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, receives a nachla b'li matzarim, a portion without boundaries, gets a lot of money, and is saved from shibud malchios. Now the Mishnah Berurah gets into explaining what exactly the Shulchan Aruch is referring to. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that there are three Gemaras that seem to contradict each other. The first one is the Gemara which tells us that one is supposed to be ma'anig the Shabbos with the fanciest foods possible. Another Gemara tells us that you can even be mekayim this mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos with the smallest dish, akasa deharsana, which is some type of small fish. And the third Gemara is the Gemara in which Rabbi Akiva says, asei Shabbos achol v'al tetzarich labrios. You should make your Shabbos like a weekday and not rely on other people financially. So we seem to have a contradiction. Are you supposed to have the fanciest foods possible? Or even a little bit of a kasa d'harsana is enough? Or should you really not do anything at all so as not to rely on other people financially? And the Mishnah Berurah explains that these are really referring to three types of people. The first group of people are the people who have a lot of money. So those people who are able to do so, they should have the fanciest foods possible. Another group of people are the people who are hasha d'chuka lo b'yoser. They are in the worst financial situation. They can only afford to have two meals of bread and water. So for them, the Mishnah Berurah says, that's who Rabbi Akiva is referring to when he says that you should make your Shabbos like a weekday so as not to rely on other people financially. The third group of people are the ones who either have a little bit of money, they have enough money to afford three meals and a little bit more, so they should push themselves to do whatever they can to even have that extra kasa d'harsana, or a group of people who have already started taking tzedakah, for them the gabayim have to fill in whatever they can't afford for Shabbos. So those, that last group of people, the people who could afford a little bit or who have already started taking money, those are the people the Mishnah Berurah says that the Shulchan Aruch is referring to, that they need to be mezariz themselves l'chaved es haShabbos, to push themselves a little bit harder. That is the explanation that the Mishnah Berurah gives for who the Shulchan Aruch is referring to in this first sif. Now that he has explained who the Shulchan Aruch is referring to, the Mishnah Berurah goes on to explain a little bit more about this mitzvah of Kavod and Oneg Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah tells us that there are some who say that you are supposed to have at least two tafshilim, at least two cooked foods at each meal in order to mekayim this mitzvah, and one should have fish at every suda. Why are you supposed to have fish? So there are some who explain because there's extra brachos for the fish. As we know, on Rosh Hashanah we have one of the simanim of the fish because they are parim merabim. We also know that ayin hara is not sholeit on the fish. So for various reasons, such as v'idgula rov, we say that one is supposed to have fish, as it is a good sign to have fish at every meal. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds that if one does not enjoy fish, im eineosim lo l'fitiva osha sonan, you do not like to taste the fish, so then you don't have to have it, because Shabbos is meant for oneg and not for pain. And this harkens back to what the Mishnah Berurah already referred to earlier, when he said that those group of people who are supposed to have the fanciest foods possible, they should have whatever foods fit best for them. And when people say that you should have basar v'yayin, meat and wine, That is only because, for most people, that is what people like. That is what Oneg Shabbos is for them. However, if you don't like meat and wine, says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to have that, because Shabbos is meant for Oneg, so you should have whatever is best for you. There are some who say that, objectively, one is supposed to have meat and wine on Shabbos. However, it's already clear from the Mishnah Berurah that he does not feel that way, and one should have, for Shabbos meals, whatever suits them best, whatever is called Oneg Shabbos for them.